Welcome to the HJ Talks About Abuse podcast, the podcast where we talk about sexual abuse cases in the hope that it will assist listeners in openly discussing topics which have been ignored for too long. This podcast is brought to you by the abuse team at Hugh James. We are lawyers, so we tend to speak about the legal aspects of abuse cases, but we aren't too shy to speak up about the broader issues faced by survivors of sexual abuse too. We hope that you find it interesting, but more than that, if you are a survivor of sexual abuse, we hope that you find our discussion empowering. Hello, podcast listeners. I'm Alan Collins. I lead the abuse team at Hugh James, and I'm joined by my colleague, Danielle Vincent. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Alan.
In this podcast, we are going to be discussing the popular BBC soap opera, EastEnders. And I understand, Danny, that you thought that EastEnders would be a good subject matter for a podcast, given that there's been a storyline that's developing that is concerned with sexual abuse. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So this storyline, I imagine, as with most soap operas, will be continuing for weeks, if not months, in a big build-up. But basically, the storyline follows a very popular actor, Danny Dyer. His character, Mick, he will discover that he's got a biological daughter, or he may have discovered it by now, by the time this podcast goes live. And what the viewer will find out, that the child was conceived when he was 12 years old to an older individual while he was in the care system.
Stroke. Okay. Bit of a shocker. Yeah, that will make people sit up and take notice, I should think.
Yeah, so the writers of EastEnders have been working closely with both Survivors UK, which is the charity that supports males, and the NSPCC to develop this storyline to show struggles that male survivors do have with both disclosure and the long-term effects of abuse. So the storyline is going to, I think, develop so that the actor comes to a realization that he was abused, and then the fallout effectively from that over the next couple of weeks or months.
Well, that can be, as we know from the many various cases that we deal with, that this can be extremely traumatic, particularly for male survivors who have been sexually abused by a female as a child. That carries with it, in my experience, a considerable amount of stigma, misunderstanding, and a lot of baggage. You know, it's many a male survivor will say to me, well, you know, for example, they'd been, say, sexually abused as a youngster by a female carer or a female teacher, say, that, you know, there are those in their orbit who say, well, lucky you, you know, and they'll say that with all seriousness. They won't be saying it in a tongue-in-cheek way necessarily. And that is this sort of perception barrier that still needs to be abandoned, because if it was a role reversal, you know, or sex reversal, you know, a female victim being sexually assaulted by the male carer or the male teacher, that's rightly condoned. But there's still, I find, listening to people, listening to survivors, this baggage of perception.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that the main reason that EastEnders have chosen this storyline is just to raise awareness that this does happen to a lot more people than, you know, we realise, and that the average individual, and especially a male, will take, you know, 20 plus years to disclose what has happened to them if they disclose at all. We both know a number of individuals will live with these instances and the impact and not say anything to anyone. So I'm really pleased that they are tackling a very difficult storyline, and I hope it does raise awareness that it won't leave people alone, and people will feel that they can come forward or seek any support that they feel they need.
It's a very challenging storyline, because it's always difficult anyway in respect of any child abuse issue or child abuse disclosure. It's extremely difficult for all the reasons that we know, and to have a case or a subject matter or a storyline rather, where the perpetrator is clearly female and the victim male, that brings with it its own challenges, and that it'll be an interesting storyline, and I'm sure it can only do good, because it will make people really realise that child abuse is child abuse, There are no ifs, buts, maybes. You know, child abuse is child abuse. End of.
Yeah, I agree. And hopefully it will raise awareness to people that there are a number of organisations that they can reach out to, whether that's, you know, anonymously or that they want support at that time. There's Rape Crisis for women and girls and Survivors UK, as well as the NSPCC. And I think those organisations will be, you know, named by EastEnders as well at the end of the shows, just to provide that extra support for anyone that this storyline will affect.
Well, thank you, Danny. And again, as we always say to our listeners, if you want to talk to us about any of the matters raised by us in our podcast, please do get in touch. You can always talk to us confidentially. We also provide on our website other sources of advice and assistance. And if you just want to talk to us generally, or you have ideas for future podcasts, please do get in touch. And we would be very pleased to hear from you. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening to this episode of HJ Talks About Abuse. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or your favourite podcast player. If you'd like to speak to us about something you've heard today, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at aboutabuse@hjtalks.co.uk.